in civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, well, this afternoon we're going to have with us David Sibley from Red Reserve Foods, and David is going to be advertising with us. He has all the things that you need in case there's an emergency. And, ladies and gentlemen, everything points to the fact that we are on the verge of World War III. Now, why do I say that? Well, I've been hoping and praying that the calmer heads would intervene, that they would simply encourage a ceasefire, that they would bring some troops in to Lebanon to at least constrain what Hezbollah is doing. But if you hear what Condoleezza Rice says she doesn't want a ceasefire, and she is not going to send any American troops in there. And the Europeans are saying pretty much the same thing. Well, if there no, everybody, of course, like to see the fighting stop, but of course the United States says we shouldn't have a ceasefire until Hezbollah has certainly been disarmed. And who's going to disarm them? Are the Israelis going to do that? My fear is that this war is going to continue to escalate. It's going to escalate into Syria, and the Iranians, Israelis, will eventually attack Syria because they're actually supplying weapons to Hezbollah. And the weapons they're supplying, most of them are coming from Iran. And we know that there are a number of Iranian fighters that are actually going from Iran through Syria to join Hezbollah to fight the Israelis there. And what you're really seeing in the Near East today is a war between the United States and Iran, with, of course, using surrogates. In our case, we're using Israel as a surrogate, and in Iran's case, they're using Hezbollah for as a surrogate. And I really believe that this may well continue to escalate. I've gotten information from people who are very, very reliable about powerful contacts back in Washington, D.C., and they think that the United States is going to launch some sort of a military attack on Iran, or Iran's going to launch some sort of a massive attack on us. And, well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens, but everybody should be making preparations. And with that as the background, David Sibley, thanks very much for being with us.
How are you doing today, Doctor?
I'm doing just fine. Well, certainly as you watch and see what's going on, what's your impression? Are people out there aware? Because David is one of the largest sources of for both retail and for wholesale purchase of wholesale foods. A lot of the other companies that carry foods actually carry his food. So what's really going on? Is there an awareness of what's happening?
Yes, but it's more of, shall we say, shock. People don't really, nothing this ominous has happened in their lifetime, and they really don't seem to know what to do. We've been modestly busy here at Ready Reserve, but nothing that would lend itself to the gravity of what you were talking about earlier. 25 years ago, people would have been digging bomb shelters. The panic in the streets, there isn't. And it's hard to say, Doctor. It's real hard to say what people are thinking, but they just seem to think all this is going to get up and go away, and that's exactly what we want. But is it going to happen? From the looks of things, it's only going to get worse.
And that's really my fear. Everything points to the fact that this condition, this situation in the Middle East and in the Near East is going to continue to escalate. We're doing everything wrong in the Middle East. And why are we doing it? Why? So we can keep our troops there. But if we get involved in a war with Iran, why, the troops we have in Iraq are going to be sitting ducks, and you think the casualties are bad now. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen anything. You know, pray for peace, but make preparation for difficult times. We'll be back in just a moment or two with David Sibley. And we're going to welcome your calls here at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is David Sibley, and David's got all sorts of things that you would need in case of an emergency. What sort of things do you carry besides food products?
Well, we sell potassium iodate, gas masks, survival items, things to prepare, first aid kits, water purification tablets, water purification filters. Water storage drums, all food grade, ready, you know, pristine drums for storing water. And a whole line of other things, and books.
Okay, fine. Well, now, what about your website? How would people be able to get in touch with you and find out what you do have there?
You could call us here at 800-453-2202 or visit us on our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Well, now, what sort of foods would you have? Would you have the freeze-dried foods? Would you have the bulk foods?
The
would you have the regular
foods.
Dried foods? What?
Yes, low-heat dehydrated foods that need no refrigeration. They'll store for 10 years if you store them properly, easily. We've seen them go as much as 20. They're in these eventful, these times that you're describing, your life could change in a heartbeat. Right now, in California, the power grid is up against the max. One little mistake, one failure, and this whole thing could cascade and stop for a long time. And that's just here at home. We're not even talking about what terrorists might do or if the Strait of Hormuz gets closed and the oil is curtailed because of what you were describing earlier going on in the Middle East. And that's just one of many threats.
And, of course, the thing is that for all intents and purposes, the United States is already at war with Iran. We are certainly financing the political opposition in Iran. We are beaming propaganda into Iran, suggesting they overthrow their government. But what few people understand, and what we cover in one of our most recent newsletters, is that there are special forces teams operating underground in at least four of the various provinces of Iran, trying to stir up dissent and revolt against the central government. Now, if somebody was doing that in Mississippi and in New England and, in Idaho, you'd think that was an act of war. And it is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. And it's, in fact, we certainly have all sorts of restrictions on trade with Iran. These are all acts of war. But the American people have been, unfortunately, so dumbed down, they don't understand the implications of what's happening or the implications of what appears to be planned to happen, because certainly I don't believe for one minute, and I hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you don't believe either, that this whole Israeli invasion of Lebanon had anything to do with the kidnapping of a couple of soldiers. This has happened lots of times before. That is the excuse, because they have to have an excuse to go to war and to really destroy large segments of Beirut. And if you've seen the pictures there, and they say there are only maybe 400 or so people that have been killed, but how many thousands or tens of thousands have been wounded? Over 700,000 people in Lebanon are refugees in their own country. People say, well, that could never happen here, and I would ask, well, if God is just, why couldn't it happen here? Because we are instrumental for everything that's going on over there. We've toppled the legitimate governments of Iran, at least on two occasions during the last half century, and we brought the Ayatollahs to power. And now, of course, we are in conflict with the very governments that we brought to power, and they're being backed by communist China, and the sophisticated weapons that are being used against Israel, many of them actually come from communist China. And where does communist China get the finances and the technology and the wherewithal to build the weapons? Why, from the United States of America. Well, David, you know, you're talking to people all across the country. You know, I'm sure they're calling in. You know, I would think there'd be panic buying at this time, everybody laying out a supply to protect themselves and their families in times like this.
Only a small handful that are called, they're concerned. The other ones, there's a cursory interest. They're asking for catalogs. That little buzzer is going off in the pit of their stomach. They know something's wrong, but most people, Stan, that are 40 years old or younger, or even older than that, their entire lifetime, nothing ever bad has happened. It's always gotten better afterwards. Well, this one's getting real serious. The neocons that are behind all this, case in point, was the real flimsy excuse we used to go into Iraq. That was all engineered to overthrow Saddam. They don't think anything can go wrong. If it goes wrong, it'll fix itself after a while. This is not going to fix itself. Oil War 3 has started, and it's not going to better itself. It's only going to go downhill from here.
And I really think that behind this whole incredible story, there are other powerful spiritual forces that are moving us ever increasingly towards the fulfillment of something called the Armageddon script, which is written back in the early 1980s, talking about exactly what is going on in the Middle East today. And out of the total chaos and horror that is going to follow, and this is planned of the New Ages and the occult people who work behind the scenes with millions of supporters, and many of them working at the highest levels of our government, that are planning on bringing out a conflict in the Middle East that will change the world forever. It doesn't make any sense, but you see, these people don't depend upon anything rational. It all has to do with their feelings. It all has to do with the driving spiritual force which motivates them. So our plea to you out there in the listening audience is, get your preparations, get hold of David, start laying in the supplies and what they really need. Now, is there a number of people can call, or
800-453-2202.
All right, give one more time.
800-453-2202.
And what about the website again?
ReadyReserveFoods.com.
ReadyReserveFoods.com. And you actually sell to a lot of other people who actually distribute your foods as well, don't they?
Yes, we do. And we sell to the government and the armed forces. We do canning for, you know, for all kinds of agencies. It's just, they're all getting prepared. We're getting phone calls from government agencies, And I want to know why. Why? What do they know that we don't?
Well, my feeling is that they're making preparations to look after themselves and their families, and people are highly placed in government, and they're making absolutely no preparations for the average individual. And that would be the question. If you know something's coming down, why aren't you making preparations for the general population? And of course, they're saying, well, they're going to have to prepare for themselves. Well, until they have some leadership, why, they're not going to really believe that this could really happen. And this is why we do what we do. It's trying to get people to understand that this is not an imaginary threat. I've been at this for 44 years, and I've never had as much of a sense of impending doom as I have right now.
Well, it's pretty ominous, yes.
Especially after talking to somebody who spent about 30 years working for the CIA, and he will be our guest next week. And he has told me that he believes that it was a matter of months and we will be at war with Iran. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. The gentleman just came back from Lebanon. He knows what's going on over there. He has contacts at the highest places and the highest levels of our government. So they know what's going to happen. And those of you out there who have not made your preparations are in for a very, very difficult time. Now, what's the best way for people to begin storing water? You need water, you need food, you need medical supplies, you need flashlights, you need the things that you could survive with, because you're not going to be able to get out of town. Very, very few people would, and when you went out of town, where would you go? How long would you be able to drive your car if there's no gas in the gasoline stations?
And there's checkpoints. And there's total, you may not want, be able to move. You may be pinned down where you're at. Now, to all your listeners, there are not enough. The government wants you to put away 3 months' supply of food. If everybody, over the course of the next year, very literally, very methodically, just increased their purchases at the stores, so at the end of the year they'd have an extra 3 months' supply, the system cannot handle it. And that's not panic. That's just by very methodically buy what you're going to need to arrive at your needs at the end of a year. The stores cannot ramp up 25% in that period of time. They may not be able to ramp up that much in any time. Dr. Stan and I were talking off the air one day that, what'd you say, doctor, that there's only 57 days worth of food?
57 days worth of actually food, of basic food crops stored at the end of the harvest cycle. In other words, you know, after everything's been used up over the course of the year and you're waiting for the next harvest to come in, why, there's only about 57 a day's worth of food. And these figures, actually, we were able to verify. I think they're accurate. They came from these organizations that really follow this thing. I think it was the World Future Society that had that. And we do not have the massive stores of food that we've had in years past. And that food has simply been dumped on the world market at less than cost. And now, of course, America faces the very real possibility of a famine here if anything should happen to our crops. Now, I'm assuming that the crops will come in all right this year, but certainly with the rising price of diesel and the rising price of fertilizer and the rising price of the seeds and everything else the farmers are going to plant, if they can't make a good profit, do you really think they're going to plant crops for next year? And I think we'll be all right through this year, but what about next year?
Well, I'm reading right now on the Internet, California heat kills 25,000 cattle. About one out of every 10 cattle have died in California. So there's going to be a shortage of meat next year. But here's another one. Heat wave hits vegetable supplies in Europe. They're expecting a 40% drop in vegetables because of all this heat. How much more can the system stand and still have food on the markets?
Well, tell me, certainly I know that the government does actually buy from you. Has there been an increase in government purchases of food in the last several months?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, it's kind of startling. They're doing things, without letting the cat out of the bag. This one, for instance, the Greenbrier Country Club, where they have the bomb shelter outside in Virginia.
Right.
They have just refurbished it and are restocking it. When I say refurbished, I saw this on broadcast media. Like, why are they spending millions upon millions, if not tens of millions, refurbishing something that was supposedly gone away?
Well, I mean, and why are they doing it at this time of in history?
It's pretty timely, isn't it?
Right. We'll be back here in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And remember, of course, those who don't make preparations have no one to blame but themselves.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is David Sibley, and of course he's with Ready Reserve Foods, and they actually have all the things that you really need to begin laying in case there's a problem. Now, if you have any questions, give us a call at 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. One of the things I'm wondering about, can you store just, if you just get bulk wheat, can you store it in any plastic container? Do you have to get food-grade ones? And what's the difference between just regular plastic containers you'd buy down at the hardware store and food-grade ones?
Okay, food-grade, the plastic is just very, very pure. There are no impurities in it. But if you're going to store dry things, now this is... you're going to store dry things, wheat, beans, rice, corn, just a good, clean, high-density polyethylene bucket will do.
All right, now what about the Mylar bags? What's the advantage of a Mylar bag?
Well, Mylar is not nearly as gas permeable. It's not. I've stored my personal stuff in plastic buckets and for years now. And it's fine. You can do that yourself. That's easy enough to do. There's actually a method, and you can call me and I'll show you how to do it, to displace all the oxygen with dry ice. And you can do it right in your house. Just get dry ice, about a cigarette pack size of dry ice, put it in the bottom of one of your buckets, fill it with grain, just lay the lid on it, put it in a warm room. As that dry ice goes from a solid to a gas, it will displace all the oxygen that's in the bucket. When it's all melted, just slowly put the lid on, then tighten it up good and tight, and you have an oxygen-free environment.
And, of course, you want that oxygen-free so the little critters don't have a good time in there. Is that right?
Exactly. Things like wheat and beans, nature has made them pretty tough to begin with. In other words, they're pretty much impermeable to anything that will attack them. You just keep them dry and they'll last forever. They found wheat in the bottom of the pyramids in baskets. It was over 3,000 years old, and it still was good and still germinated because it was kept in a nice, quiet, dry environment.
And I really think this really is amazing that God has created these things this way, and they are stable, and that's why wheat is the staff of life. And you have certain things you need. Certainly beans and wheat, you can pretty well live on those things, can't you? What about germinating the wheat and eating the wheat grains? Can you do that?
Oh, yes, you can sprout. So a lot of people are into sprouting, and they're quite good to eat. My trepidation is I would need a big sprouting tray. I eat a lot of this stuff. So, but yes, there's sprouting kits. We sell the kits. You can grow your own food, and you get the greens that way. There's all kinds of ways, but you have to get started because this infrastructure that supports you is terribly, terribly challenged at the moment. It could collapse around you in a matter of hours. And this is why you and I are talking to your listeners today. The time is nigh to get prepared. We're running out of time and resources very rapidly.
And I agree, and that's right. And I'm glad you're with us and you're advertising with us, and this is why we want to get you on and get your message out there to encourage people to start making the preparations for what I fear are some very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, our number again is 800-259-5791. Now, what about the storing water? Can you just put that in those big blue plastic containers and put
yes,
it in the Clorox? What else should you do?
Well, if you're on a municipal water supply where the water has been treated with chlorine, right out of the tap, it'll last 6 months. My personal supply is out of our municipal water system. Every 6 months, I just dump it out, and even then, it's still good. If you're on a well, the rule of thumb is 1 tablespoon per gallon for storage. That's the rule of thumb. For untreated water.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1 tablespoon per gallon or 1 for 50 gallons?
Per gallon.
Per gallon, okay.
For storage.
Okay, so you want to store it there. And of course, it must have a pretty strong chlorine odor when you open it up, doesn't it?
Yes, and exposed to the light and stuff, it'll dissipate pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, of course, if you have a lot of the water filters, they'll take the chlorine out as well, won't they?
Yes.
I know the Berkeys that we carry. Do you carry the Berkey with
yes,
you?
Yes, we do. That is a very nice filter. We use it here in the office. We've got water going through it all the time to make our coffee. It saves money because you're not paying the water man, and it's very, very tasty.
Right. This will actually remove part of the chlorine, too. So this is an excellent way to go about doing it. So you have to have water. You have to have the basic foods. But, you know, what about these ready-made packs, you know, these military provisions that they provide to the military? Now, is that practical or is that, only if maybe you're going camping, things like that?
Cost-wise, they become very impractical. They're $8, $9, $10 a meal. The other part is out of refrigeration. They've only got a 6 month shelf life. They can they're a combat ration. I've eaten them going camping, and after about a week of those, you're pretty sick of them. So you have no variety. It's just what's in the bag. But they are good. They are very, very good. I'll give them that much.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with David. And if you'd like to give us a call, don't be bashful.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is David Sibley. We're talking about making preparations for what lies ahead. Well, are many people, you know, getting various types of meters for measuring the level of radiation? Are people getting gas masks? Or most of the people just getting some food and just the standard things?
Mostly food. When they're purchasing, they're heeding a voice that things are uncomfortable. What's missing are the younger people. It's mostly older folks. When I say older, I mean 50 years plus, that have lived through something not going right. It's the younger ones that are occasionally we get them, but they just don't seem to be connecting the dots. If you get what I'm driving at, it's frightening that this generation that is out there now, the newer, the under 40 generation, just does not seem to understand that how precarious things actually are.
Well, you know, they honestly believe that no matter what happens, there's going to be food at the drugstore. They honestly believe that no matter what happens, the water's going to come out of the faucet, because does never water come from? I mean, they honestly believe that, you know, we're always going to be able to stay warm or cool or whatever it will be, because the electricity is going to be there for the heat or for the cold. And, you know, suddenly if you didn't have the natural gas or electricity to cook your food, how would you cook your food? And, you know, most people wouldn't even know how to begin to prepare the wheat, even if they had it, how you would grind it, how you would actually be able to make the flour and the other things that you'd need to get along, or even how to make a porridge. Do you have any good books that really would introduce to people the things that they really need to be doing?
Yes, we have several books on basic preparedness, and then we have one that's on somewhat of an advanced level. But there are little things you need to be doing in your personal life. A classic one right now is, because you and I both believe that the time is getting short, if you have to have any medical procedure done, get it done in a hurry. While you can mend under a doctor's care and the medicines and the infrastructure are there to support you, that's one. Your teeth. Get to the dentist. Get them clean. If you're going to be giving fillings or caps, get them all done now. Because what you don't want in the middle of, a disaster, when there is no dentist or any of this support, is to have to deal with an infected tooth, which was an opening for infection that could be, actually become life-threatening. And there's all kinds of things. Buy big. Store away. When your car gets half empty, when the tank when it hits half full, it's now empty. Fill it up. You may be given an opportunity to, if something goes bad, to jump in your car and get out of harm's way by putting distance behind you. But everybody's going to want to do the same thing, put up their car and at the same time. And there won't be any fuel. Yeah. The truck drivers are going home.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, where are you going to go? I mean, look what's happened within the last couple of weeks in Lebanon. I mean, the people wanted to get out of Beirut, but they bombed the roadways, and they couldn't get out. And many of the people had to get out on foot or try to get a bus or something like that. You're talking about 700,000 people are trying to, you know, escape from the conflict there in Lebanon. These are people just like you and me. This is a very, you know, highly developed country, you know. Half of them are Christians and half of them are Arabs. But they're all trapped in this terrible thing that's unfolding right before our very eyes, which I fear is the beginning of something known as the Armageddon script. And it's actually based upon a book that was written by an occultist about what's going to happen as we move into these latter days. And certainly, if you're looking at what's going on in the Middle East and the Near East, none of it makes sense. I mean, why didn't we do what was right to try to win the battle in Iraq? Why didn't we send in sufficient troops? Why did we disarm the Iraqi army and police force and disband the civil service and then not really try to build up the Iraqi army and not provide the weapons that they needed? And 3 years later, we still haven't got an Iraqi army over there that you could depend upon for anything. And the same thing is happening in Afghanistan, which is moving more into chaos. And now we have what's going on, you know, in Lebanon and in Israel as well. I mean, they're lobbing the weapons and the rockets into Israel and killing the people there. And the people are fleeing from the northern part of Israel down into Tel Aviv. But what happens when they bring in the longer range, Mark, you know, rockets, and they start, you know, rocketing Tel Aviv? Ladies and gentlemen, think about what's happening over there and realize that our borders have been open and there are all sorts of terrorists have had the opportunity to come into this country. If you go back and you read a book written in 1993 by Yozef Badansky, who was in charge of research for the Republicans in Congress, 1993, the book is Attack America, he will tell you about the terrorist cells that were here at that time, go up on News with Views, that's newswithviews.com, pulled out an article that was written this week by Pat Brownlee. He talks to you about the Hezbollah cells openly operating in Oklahoma City, and the FBI knows all about them and refuses to do anything about the terrorist cells in this country. And you remember when we had terrorist cells here before, in 1993 in the first World Trade Center bombing, and yes, in 1995 when they bombed the Murrah building along with Timothy McVeigh, and the government knew that. And why are they covering up for these Islamic terrorists unless nothing as it appears to be? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Go ahead, David.
Well, pro wrestling isn't the only thing that's rigged, is what you're driving at. It's to make a point. What's going on in, this is my personal opinion, what's going on in Iraq, you couldn't mess up that badly. We shoot ourselves in the foot over there every time we turn around. All it does is buy us time and an excuse to stay there, to basically have a presence in the Middle East, to guard the oil that's underneath them. I think it's all oil-driven. Nobody can mess up that bad, Doctor. No.
Not unintentionally, that's for sure.
No. It was like before 9/11, if you did some reading on the street agents in Phoenix, if I remember correctly, and in Chicago, were screaming to their superiors that something is going down, something is wrong. And it got to a certain level and just went, whew, disappeared. It's almost like they wanted it to happen. You couldn't mess up that badly if you tried. It almost was intentional.
Well, unless, of course, you wanted an excuse to go to war in the Middle East, because there is a script that is being enacted, and a long-range script. And first of all, they had to convince the American people we had to go to war. The American people didn't want to go to war on September 10th, but on September 12th, they were willing to follow their president who promised he was going into Afghanistan to capture Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. He promised the American people that, and you know, of course, George Bush's promises are, and $2 to get you a cup of coffee any place in this country. And then he guaranteed we had to go into Iraq. After all, we had to fight the terrorists over there, so we didn't have to fight them on the streets of New York. That wonderful line, better to fight the terrorists on the streets of Baghdad than the streets of New York. And but of course, it was all a lie. And that was to justify the carnage that's gone over there that's killed over 100,000 Iraqi civilians. And who's responsible? Why, the men and women, your accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And ladies and gentlemen, you out there in the audience, and if God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever for the tragedy that has been imposed by the apathy and the indifference of the American people. And they've allowed our rulers to plunge the whole of the Middle East into a war that nobody over there wanted. And I don't think most people here in America want either, but most people don't want to shake the boat. Some people are afraid. Some people can't believe that all these things have just happened intentionally, or that we're leaving our boys over there in Iraq. And once we go to war with Iran, do you really think that the Iranians are, and we kill a lot of Iranians, do you think they're not going to try to kill a lot of American soldiers over in Iraq? Understand that they are so vulnerable over there. And who's speaking out in their defense? Absolutely no one. Well, anyway, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. And I really believe that if we do go to war with Iran, there will be retaliation here in this country. And at that point, why, you're going to see panic. And when you see panic, why, of course, nothing gets done. It gets done efficiently, and you'll see a situation exactly as you saw in New Orleans after the Katrina hurricane. And there you have the Blackstone mercenaries, the Blackstone killers. They're actually hired killers employed by private corporations carrying weapons and, well, literally a license to kill anybody who objects. And that's what, remember, they had martial law in New Orleans. Could that happen here in America? If they had martial law, where would you go? And you know that they've given Halliburton $385 million to build detention camps. And if you doubt that, you go up on the Internet and Google in Halliburton $385 million or detention camps. You'll get all sorts of articles. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders, from our political leaders? Where is even the expression of concern from the people in America? And if you're not able to take care of yourself at home, you're going to have to go to the government for help. And where do you think they're going to put you? David, you know, certainly as we look and see what's happening, it's almost like a nightmare coming to pass. And yet we see such an intense apathy on the part of the public.
It's, whether it's apathy or inability to, quote, connect the dots, unquote, I do not know. But when it gets become so obvious and so ominous, you had better be where you need to be. In other words, you need to have your preparations put away, because when that day comes, and it may be here much sooner than you think, there will not be the resources for you to prepare, nor will there be the time, literally the time, nor the resources. Like I explained earlier, there's just not enough now for everyone to even remotely come close to being prepared. So you being the smart listeners that you are, you need to take heed and begin to take action now. When I say now, I mean sit down this weekend and make your plan, because the government can't take care of you. They've told you they can't take care of you. They're telling you to prepare. I just can't impart how important it is for people to start looking at things differently.
And you have to have the flashlights. You have to need the lanterns because you're not going to be able to use your flashlights all the time. You need the things that, of course, for the defense of your home. You need to have a good supply of the various vitamins and minerals and herbs and other things you need to maintain your health. And you may not be able to get them at the stores at that time. There will be a shortage of everything. But, you know, what my wife and I have done is laid in a large supply of vitamins. And one reason we actually decided to start carrying them was so we could get them wholesale and so that we could offer them to people. And just the things that you really need. Most people have never stopped and thought what you really need. A one-a-day vitamin, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to keep you healthy. You need to have large doses of vitamin C and large doses of vitamin E and the fish oils and the selenium and the magnesium and, you know, the omega-3 oils. You need all of these things. You need to have a good supply of them, and they'll last here, so you can keep using them up all the time. But you need to have a supply on hand. Because if something does come down the line, you have to be healthy to look after yourselves and, of course, be able to help others as well, because that's one of the things we're called to do.
You need to learn the skills, the old ways of doing things, being on your own, how to make bread and flour, how to start a fire. Life can change very, very rapidly now. There's no boo-boo factor, for the lack of better words. In anything that's going on these days, everything is maxed out. It's to the hilt. And anytime you run anything like that, a system is prone to breakage.
Well, this is my fear. And, of course, the military, what do you really think the military is going to be able to look after the American people? That's not their function. Well, what about the National Guard? Well, they're all over in the Middle East and Afghanistan fighting, and they're down on the border. They've only got about half number of troops that George Bush asked to get down on the border. He certainly doesn't have 6,000 troops down there, at least from what we've been able to find out, because the governors don't want the National Guard to go in case there was an emergency in their states, and they're saying, we're not going to send those any more troops down there. Governor Schwarzenegger here in California is not one of my favorite people, but when he was asked to send more National Guard troops, he said, no way, George, we're not going to send them because we might have something happen here. What he didn't add is you've taken so many over there to, you know, to Afghanistan and to Iraq and got them killed off and crippled or their lives destroyed. I'm not going to give you any more of my kids to put down in there on the border. But the truth of the matter is that America really is in a very, very difficult position. Condoleezza Rice has said, you know, when asked about sending American troops to go act as peacekeepers in Lebanon, she said, we just don't have the forces to do it. We're stretched too thin. And, of course, as you know, the NATO forces have now moved into Afghanistan to take over part of the control of Afghanistan. So there are not the NATO forces that are really available to move into Lebanon. And since there are no forces able to move in, I think this situation is going to escalate and get worse and worse. And Hezbollah is going to retaliate against the Israelis, and the Israelis are going to retaliate against Hezbollah. And then, of course, as you know, Syria is on full military alert at the present time, and they're anticipating an attack by Israelis. And when that happens, or if that should happen, why, all hell will truly break loose over there. And I fear if all hell breaks loose over there, why, there are going to be terrible, terrible things happen here in the United States. Because, believe me, the government knows there are terrorist cells there. They've known since back in 1988. And those of you who have not seen that film, Jihad in America, you need to get it. You need to watch it. You need to watch it over again and show it to your friends. They knew in 1988, these films, I'm sure, were shot by the FBI at the meetings of the terrorist cells in 1988. Where Abdullah Azzam, the leader of Al-Qaeda, came to Oklahoma City and talked about blood running in the streets and the need to cut off hands and feet here so that Allah would have legs to stand on. This is not imaginary. You can see the film footage, and you'll see the FBI agents talking about it. This film was suppressed in 1994, and it's hard to get today, but Jihad in America is must-see for anybody who's concerned about what happened on September 11th. But even more concerned about what may very well be planned in the near future. Well, David, we've got just about a minute and a half more. I want you to get your telephone number out again. I want you to get your website out again. And hopefully some of our listeners will get in touch with you and at least get the catalogs and begin making plans, because I have a sense, a real feeling of urgency today.
The phone number here is 800-453-2202. And our website is...
David, on my program, you always give me a telephone number twice.
Okay.
That's a prerequisite.
800-453-2202.
Okay, go ahead.
And the website's readyreservefoods.com.
ReadyReserveFoods.com. And David has not done that much radio with me, but he's going to have to get used to that, because he always gets both the website and the telephone number on a couple of occasions.
Okay.
People never get it the first time.
All righty.
And so thank you so very much for being with us. And
thanks for having me.
Well, good. And we'll be having you on our evening program on Monday, and hopefully we can get people to start making preparations.
Thank
the
you,
life they save could very well be their own or a member of their families. God bless you. Bye-bye, David.
Bye.
And we're going to be back here in just a minute to wrap up the program right here. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just urging you to do this because David is advertising with us. I want you to be prepared. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, if you've not yet seen the video, Jihad in America, you need to get it, and of course, it's available through Radio Liberty. It took me a long time to actually make it to get it so we could actually offer it to you, but it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Very professionally done. A must-see. Not only for understanding what happened on September 11th, but for understanding that those terror cells are operating here now, and our government absolutely refuses to do anything about them, we have to ask ourselves, why would that be? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we need to get the background of certainly what happened on September 11th to find out that the government knew it was coming down and did not try to stop it because they wanted to get us into the war. The book's War on Terror, Terror Timeline, Inside Job, Cover-Up. Now, Inside Job is Tex Mars. Cover-Up is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Terror Timeline, Paul Thompson. A War on Terror. All of these are excellent books, and we have them in stock, and you need to understand the past to understand what's going on today. We have a number of four tape sets. We have a 911 update. We have the original 911, but I think if you're only going to get one, get the 911 update. And that, of course, will give you the background of what really happened on that day, and it's my interviews with Paul Thompson and with Jimmy Walters, who spent $8 million of his own money to advertising in New York City and convincing the people in New York that they've been lied to. So that's the 911 update. We actually carry Dave Von Kleist video in plain sight. That's in plain sight, Dave Von Kleist. It's excellent video. We recommend that to you. And then, of course, we have so many other things you really need to get to understand what's going on. We have the video put out by William Lewis in conjunction with Joyce Riley, and I'm in it, and Joyce Riley and Jim Mars and Charlotte Isabey and Joan Vian and all of your regular guests here. And that's called A Nation Under Siege. That's A Nation Under Siege video. Of course, if you haven't seen the Megiddo films, the Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, it'll give you the spiritual background for what's going on. The video, and certainly the one we sell probably more of than any except my Brotherhood of Darkness, is A Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, an award-winning 3-hour documentary that you'll have you riveted and will begin to introduce you to the occult side of what's going on today, because you see there are two dimensions, the one we live in, the material dimension, and then the other dimension that are joined together, of course, by the secret societies. And there are people within the secret societies, at least some of them, have tapped into the other dimension, are in contact with the other dimension, are directed by the other dimension. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and I think it is probably one of the finest things we have. Then, of course, you will really want to see, they sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Dr. Russell Blaylock has a great new DVD out. It's called Nutrition and Behavior. That's Nutrition and Behavior by Dr. Russell Blaylock. We recommend that to you. Nutrition and Behavior. And then, of course, we hope many of you will certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I think it's the best simple tool we have to reach people. Got a call just this last week by a gentleman who had bought one from World Net Daily, and World Net Daily's put out about 2,500 of them through their ministry, and Joe Fair is doing a great job of getting the book out there. But this gentleman, of course, he wanted to buy a case of the books to get them to his friends. He was so enthralled with beginning to understand how you connect the dots. And if you don't know where the dots are, you can't connect them. And Brotherhood of Darkness gives you the dots, and they're very easy to connect. To understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please, ladies and gentlemen, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today we have with us Dr. Russell Blaylock. And as I was telling you during the last hour, we're carrying a great new DVD he's put out called Nutrition and Behavior, and one of these days I'd like him to really give us a lot of the information that's on that DVD, because you need to have it and you need to understand the relationship between what you eat and how you take care of your body nutritionally and how people behave. But today we're going to be talking on a different subject, and so you're going to have to wait to that. And incidentally, we do carry an excellent DVD that Dr. Blaylock has put out on nutrition and behavior. You'll want to get that. But how are you, Russell?
Doing fine, Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, now what are we going to talk about today? Are we going to talk about the fluoride issue?
Yeah, I thought we'd touch on a little bit. There's some new things about fluoride that have come out that's really changed people's perspective on it. Even the defenders of it are now sort of quaking in their boots at this new information.
Well, I want you to give it to us then, because I think it's so vitally important that people understand that fluoridated water is poisoning our children. So go ahead.
Yeah, the National Research Council over the last year or so has put together a panel, and quite unusually put on this panel some people who were concerned about the fluoride toxicity. Usually these panels are consisted only of people who are promoters, but they put some prominent people on there who had looked critically at this. One was a professor of the dental school in Toronto, Dr. Limebach. And the National Research Council reviewed all the material that had been collected in the research literature and all these studies to see exactly what was the benefit and the danger of fluoridating water. Much to the consternation of the defenders and promoters of this policy, the NCR came out and said that the EPA safety levels were far too high, and that they needed to be lowered considerably. And there was considerable significant evidence that fluoride in the water was toxic. And of particular concern was the incidence of a very malignant tumor, which you're quite familiar with, the osteosarcoma, occurring in young men. They touched on this because there were several studies that indicated that in fluoridated areas, there's a high incidence of this very malignant tumor in young men. And some studies showed as much as a 6 to 7-fold increase in the tumor. And that's because fluoride accumulates in bone tissue in very high levels. Right after the NCR came out with its report, a study came out of Harvard, which in fact proved it, that indeed the fluoride in drinking water caused a dramatic increase, particularly if you had fluoridated water that children from age 5 to 8 were drinking, the male children, dramatically increased their risk of osteosarcoma. Combining these two reports, the Harvard study and the NCR report, we have considerable evidence from this austere body saying that we shouldn't be fluoridating water.
All right, well, let's sort of hold on to that for just a minute, and we'll be right back here with Dr. Russell Blaylock here at Radio Liberty.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Russell is simply saying that with the new studies that are coming out, why it's becoming increasingly obvious that fluoride is toxic, and some of the states are even thinking about reversing their levels or their opinions, and certainly the EPA is thinking about actually lowering the maximum amount of fluoride in the water from 4 parts per million to 2 parts per million, but even that really isn't low enough, is it, Russell?
No, the research studies are showing that even at 1 part per million, it not only produces dental fluorosis in about 20% of the children, but it also is lowering IQ. In fluoridated communities, there's evidence that it doubles the incidence of Down syndrome. It produces a tremendous accumulation of fluoride in the bone, increases fractures, particularly hip fractures, in the elderly. Even in younger people, it increases fractures. It produces spinal deformity. It can produce compression of the nerves of the spine, what we call spinal stenosis, which can be crippling. So there's just a multitude of facts at one part per million, which most of the fluoridated cities use.
Now, doesn't it have an effect, too, on fertility and on sperm count and sperm mobility or motility?
Exactly. A number of studies have shown that, in fact, it does reduce sperm count, and that will reduce the fertility rates. So basically, it could be used as a birth control chemical added to the water. And, of course, if you told people, well, we're going to add a birth control substance to the water supply, everybody would be shocked and outraged. But in essence, that's what they've done. The other thing is that because of the effects on the brain, it can induce a state of apathy. And the brain seems to accumulate fluoride. Dr. Mullenix, who is a neurotoxicologist specializing in toxic substances' effect on the brain, has shown conclusively that fluoride accumulates in the part of the brain that have to do with ability to think, pay attention, language function. All of these things have been shown in her lab, and in a very high-tech manner, she demonstrated that if you fed this fluoridated water to the mothers of the animals were born very hyperactive. But if you fed it to them after birth, then they became very lethargic. They had a lot of difficulty completing mazes, so their brain function was depressed. Well, China has done a whole series of studies on the effect of fluoride on the brain, and their first study demonstrated that there was a significant lowering of the IQ of children living in fluoridated communities and natural areas that had natural fluoride in the water. They were criticized because of the methodology of the study, so they repeated it and did it a very careful study, and again showed a significant lowering of IQ. Since that time, they've done two additional studies, all of which are showing the same thing. Now, overall, it lowered IQ 10 points. But the shocking thing was is that if you looked at people with subnormal IQ, that is less than 70 IQ, that increased 21%. And another shocking thing was when they started looking, well, let's look at children who should have, on the higher spectrum, a higher IQ, they couldn't find any. So it wiped out all the children that should be having at least, a certain percentage of your population having a high IQ. They were all wiped out by the fluoride. And it dramatically increased the number of retarded children. Because of the effect of fluoride on the DNA, they think this is why Down syndrome incidence has doubled in fluoridated communities. So we're having some pretty serious things happen to the brain. Now, the studies that have been done to see, well, what exactly is happening in the brain with fluoride, being that it accumulates in the brain, the levels get higher the longer you live in a fluoridated community. Well, they found out that the number of free radicals and lipid peroxidation products, these destructive processes, in the brain increases. The more the fluoride level accumulates in the brain, the higher the destruction. Well, one of the really shocking things that's been learned in the last 4 or 5 years is that when aluminum combines with fluoride, and they're both reactive metals, so they combine very easily, when you combine fluoride and aluminum in water, a half a part per million will destroy brain cells in the part of the brain that has to do with learning and memory. In other words, the part that would be responsible for Alzheimer's disease. So this was quite a shocking thing that when you combine these two metals. Well, the interesting thing is every water supply, drinking water supply in the United States, they add aluminum to the water. And that's to clarify it, to make the water clear, remove the particulate matter. So they're adding aluminum, the very metal that when combined with fluoride produce dramatic damage to the brain at even half the level that they're putting in the water. This has been confirmed in other researchers, and now we know, I'm working with a physiologist from Czechoslovakia, Dr. Stranica, and she's done some elaborate experiments demonstrating how exactly this happens. And it affects the ability of the cell's signaling mechanism. The cells have to send signals inside themselves to carry out their function. Well, these brain cell signals are interfered with by this combined aluminum fluoride. It significantly alters it. And this is the mechanism by which it's producing it. And I wrote an article for the Fluoride Journal defining another mechanism, the excitotoxicity. And that is, it increases the excitation of certain brain cells to the point that these cells will gradually die. And this is the same process that causes Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and ALS and all of these terrible degenerative brain disorders. So we've pretty well worked out the mechanism by which fluoride, particularly fluoride combined with aluminum, produces this brain destruction. Yet we have 60% of the communities in the United States are having fluoride and aluminum added to their water system.
Well, don't the children get a fair dose of aluminum when they get their vaccinations? Isn't the aluminum used as an adjuvant in the vaccines?
Oh, exactly. And there's a new syndrome that is being was discovered in France in which the aluminum is producing some severe muscle symptoms. There's severe weakness, muscle pains, joint pains, as well as severe neurological problems. There was a case described in the United States recently of a child that was vaccinated with the hepatitis B vaccine, which has this high aluminum level, and it produced a severe neurological symptom in this child. They're describing it as an emerging syndrome. In other words, there's going to be a lot more cases that are going to be discovered. In France, they've reported over 200 cases of this syndrome caused by the aluminum in vaccines. So you're getting multiple sources. Of course, a lot of foods, like foods that have baking powder in it. You have the pancakes and biscuits. All biscuit mixes have aluminum in it. So if you look on the label of a lot of these foods, you'll see the aluminum is added to it. Well, studies have been done that strongly correlate ingestion of these foods with Alzheimer's disease. People who eat the most of these foods have significantly higher Alzheimer's disease. And again, we know that that aluminum metal in the brain can cause the changes of Alzheimer's. Well, Dr. Straneka and I together have gotten the idea that probably all of these effects of aluminum are really fluoroaluminum, in other words, the fluoride mixed with the aluminum, and that this Alzheimer's disease is caused by this intense reaction of fluoride mixed with aluminum. So we're also noticing in the United States and developed countries an increase in all these degenerative brain disorders.
And we really are seeing a lot more Alzheimer's disease, aren't we, here?
Sure. Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's disease are all increasing, and they're occurring at a younger age. You know, at first they tried to write it off saying, well, this is just an aging population. But they said, no, the fact that it's occurring in younger people. We're seeing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's in people in their 30s and 40s and early 50s. So it's not an aging effect. It's an effect of a toxin. And most of the newer studies are beginning to admit that there appears to be a toxin that's precipitating this in people. And one of the leading candidates, of course, is aluminum and fluoride and mercury. And, of course, your mercury is also added to a lot of vaccines for many years. It's in the flu vaccine in a full dose. So we're still exposed to some of the most toxic substances on Earth, which our scientific literature is saying the levels allowable should be infinitely lower than we're exposing people to. For instance, children are receiving doses of mercury in their vaccines that was 100 times higher than the EPA safety limit. And so here you have a little small child, a little infant, whose brain is in the process of forming all of its pathways and nerve connections, and you're injecting it with a mercury compound 100 times higher than the toxic dose for an adult.
And then, of course, you're giving them the fluoride and the drinking right. water and the combination of those. In fact, it used to be they'd give them fluoride drops and fluoride pills, but I think about the year 2000, didn't they realize they were poisoning so many that they backed off, at least on as far as that was concerned?
Well, they're still doing it.
Are they still giving pills?
Yeah, I recently saw a picture of a school in Maine in which in the morning they all have their little cups of fluoride for the little children to drink. Some of the pediatricians are telling their patients, if you don't live in a fluoridated community, you need to give them these fluoride tablets every day.
Well,
they're putting it in their formula.
And the tragedy is that doctors really don't know, because there's nobody of the organized medicine that's telling them, even though the scientific studies point out the very, very real dangers of what we're doing to the hearts and minds and brains of our children. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Liberties. That's Liberteess. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he was just telling the story about the man who was in charge of the studying water fluoridation in New Zealand, who actually evaluated the studies and found out that not only in all the very carefully done studies in New Zealand where they compared children with fluoridated water and non-fluoridated water as far as their dental cavities was concerned, there was actually no improvement in the fluoridated areas, and in some instances, worse incidence or high incidence of dental dental cavities in the fluoridated areas. He traveled around the world. He found exactly the same thing in all the countries that had done the studies on it, came back to New Zealand. And when he told them what was going on, they sort of patted him on the back and said, don't you worry about it. And he suddenly realized that he was being used. He was being used to sell something that was not beneficial at all to the children and could very well be very, very harmful. So whatever happened to him?
Well, he's finally retired, and then he's died since that time. But there's interviews. I've seen a video interview of him telling a story, telling what happened to him, how suddenly he became their enemy, and they did everything they could to silence him. But he had, unfortunately for them, seen all of the statistics, all the data. He had analyzed it. That was his job, and he had the proof. Now, this has also been done in India. India has a big fluoride problem because of natural fluoride in their water. And they've studied over 400,000 people, and they found that as the fluoride level in the water increased, so did cavity rates. Now, if you go and you ask your dentist, and I've spoke to a dental group, and this is interesting, you ask them, what are you being told as far as the reduction of cavities in fluoridated communities? They say, well, the pat answer of the ADA is a 60% reduction in cavities. And one says as many as high, 70%. Well, those are all phony studies. None of them are published in peer-reviewed journals. The ones that are in peer-reviewed journals show either a very minor reduction in cavities, no reduction in cavities, or an actual increase in cavities. In fact, the vast majority of studies, the largest of the studies, show either no effect or an increased cavity incidence. But they continue to tell the public there's a 60% to 70% reduction in cavities. Well, common sense would tell you that's not true, because if it was true, the dentists would all be out of a job. We would have reduced our dentists by two-thirds. But, you know, we have more dentists than ever. They're crawling all over each other. Well, what are they doing? Why are they still filling cavities? I mean, there's fluoride in toothpaste. There's fluoride in all the mouthwash. They're putting on fluoride varnish. They're putting fluoride in the water. Yet they're still very busy filling cavities.
And I think really it's so important that people understand that the reason that there has been a decrease in the dental cavities over the last, you know, half century was because of the fluoride in the toothpaste, which is a very lethal substance as far as bacteria. It'll kill bacteria on contact, and it really kills the bacteria. Dental cavities are, it's a disease. It's a bacterial disease. If you kill the bacteria with a fluoridated toothpaste, you don't get cavities. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, that's one of their claims, but actually, when you look at the data and all these large studies, the incidence of cavities fell before toothpaste was fluoridated. And most of your studies that are in peer-reviewed journals are saying it was because of a change in nutrition. Suddenly, people were eating a lot more cheese because of cheese processing and refrigeration. And as people consumed more cheese and cheese products, which is high in calcium, their teeth were healthier and more resistant to dental caries. And since then, they've done studies and proven that if you have a high consumption of cheese in your diet, it protects your teeth against dental caries. So it wasn't even the topical fluoride that was causing the problem. But you're right, the topical fluoride is very toxic and it'll kill bacteria. But some newer studies are showing that actually if you use fluoridated toothpaste, it will convert some of the bacteria into antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And, of course, there's a lot of studies now showing that the bacteria in the gums and teeth may, in fact, increase heart attacks and strokes by stimulating atherosclerosis. So if you're producing antibiotic-resistant germs by brushing your teeth with fluoridated toothpaste, you're increasing your risk.
All right, well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. I think this is such an important subject. If you go to the website of the scientists who work for the Environmental Protection Agency, it's NTEU-280. www.NTEU-280. That's for the National Treasury Employees Union. And just look their website and pull down the material. You'll find out that they're trying to warn the American people how toxic water fluoridation is. And you're never going to hear about that from Rush Limbaugh for sure.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calvin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he's just pointing out that all the scientific studies, and Dr. Blaylock goes through all the scientific studies, done extensive research on this, and the people who study the science understand that the fluoride is a toxin, it's the toxic at that level that is put into the water. So why is it that the U.S. Public Health Service and the CDC and the American Dental Association and the American Medical Association are all pushing so intensely to get all of our water in America fluoridated, knowing full well the profound effect it has on the mind. So pick up the story there, Russell.
Well, it turns out back in the 1930s, of course, that the big producer of fluoride as a waste product was the Alcoa aluminum company. They were producing tons of toxic fluoride. Well, it costs them a lot of money to be able to store and safely dispose of this fluoride. And it was because of an early report by a dentist who was doing some study on fluoridation that naturally occurred. And he reported, well, there seems to be less cavities in these naturally fluoridated communities. What he didn't exemplify in the report was that they also had fewer teeth. That's because it was destroying their teeth. So if you don't have as many teeth, you don't have as many cavities. But the head of the Alcoa Aluminum Company, the owner, was Andrew Mellon, who happened also to be the Secretary of Treasury, and under him was the U.S. Public Health Service. So he took H. Trentley Dean's early work and actually brought H. Trentley Dean into his company, and they concocted the idea, well, we'll tell the public that fluoride reduces cavities, and we'll put a little bit in all the water supply, and that way we can not only get rid of our toxic fluoride, but we can make a profit at it. And so aluminum industry became the number one source of fluoride for public water fluoridation. Well, now it's the superphosphate fertilizer industry. They produce the most fluoride, and so most of it is comes from them. But it's the same reasoning, is that these industries had an impact on the U.S. Public Health Service because of the connection to Andrew Mellon. And so it all got started. All these laws were passed allowing them to add this toxic substance to the water. Well, it's like any administration or any bureaucracy. Once they're doing something that's harmful or illegal, they can never admit it. They feel that their job is just to keep covering it up. So what we've seen ever since is an unrelenting attempt to cover up all that has been happening. For instance, there was a hearing before the House of Representatives in 1952 by Dr. A.L. Miller. He was a physician. He was also in the House of Representatives. He's from Nebraska, and he was chairman of a special committee on chemicals and foods. And he reviewed all the studies from the AMA and ADA that had to do with fluoridating water. And he said, I haven't found anything in these studies that justifies the fluoridation of water, and absolutely nothing on the safety. And yet, because the money was supplied to this committee by the U.S. Public Health Service grant money, they just pulled the money away and the committee collapsed, as we've seen so many times in history. And so that allowed them to go ahead and continue their program of fluoridating the water. So this is the motivation. Well, now the ADA has been promoting this since the 30s. And so they're not going to come back and say, hey, for the last 70-plus years, we have been poisoning literally hundreds of millions of people. We have killed we don't know how many from cancer, from hip fractures, from demeaning diseases or whatever. They're not going to admit that, so their tactic is, well, let's just keep hammering away at how safe it is and how effective it is in reducing cavities. Well, even the ADA now has been forced to admit that drinking fluoridated water does not reduce cavities. Their new excuse is, well, the fluoride in the water flowing over your teeth as you drink it may reduce cavities, which is absolute idiocy. You know, your toothpaste, in a tube of toothpaste, has about 1,000 to 1,500 parts per million fluoride. The water has one part per million. You're going to have to drink a lot of water to equal what's in the toothpaste and what's in your mouthwash. And yet this is the level of idiocy that comes from the American Dental Association. And unfortunately, when you have these hearings in communities and the opponents come up there with all this scientific evidence and the ADA comes in there with their dog and pony act, backed up by the U.S. Public Health Service, most of the time they win and the communities fluoridate their water. They only do it for one reason, because they're convinced that fluoridating water prevents cavities. Yet here is the ADA's own admission that finally they have to admit there's no evidence that fluoridating water prevents cavities.
And, of course, this really is such an incredible story, and they're doing so much damage. And you would think that everybody would know about it, but unfortunately they don't. Because, whenever, of course, anybody wants to fluoridate an area, immediately the newspapers get right online. And I know in our own community where we fought this battle, the newspaper was on one side. Fortunately, we had a small newspaper, and it was run by some very, very liberal people. But they were absolutely right. We backed them every step of the way, at least here in Santa Cruz. We blocked it. Unfortunately, they lost over in Watsonville because the dentists came and the doctors came and the public health officers came, and they showed these pictures of horrible dental cavities, and they said this is a result of not having fluoridated water. And, of course, it was really children had been drinking, sugar water that gives you that sort of picture. Somebody should have, gotten similar pictures and held them up and said, this is what you get when you have fluoridated water. After all, you go into San Francisco or New York where they fluoridated the water for years, and they have a very high incidence of dental caries in their children. Why is that? But nobody ever thinks to ask those questions.
Well, and you look at the people that are poor in these communities that have this terrible problem with cavities and rotten teeth, their nutrition is horrible. They're not getting the calcium they need to strengthen their teeth. Almost all of those kids are brushing with fluoride toothpaste, and yet they still have these horrible-looking mouths. No one ever points that out, saying, well, gee, they're putting a dose of fluoride directly on their teeth, which you say, the ADA says, is the most effective, yet you're still screaming that all these horrible cases of dental caries in the poor is occurring. And when you look at the once the water's fluoridated, they never go back and say, okay, did the incidence of dental caries in these poor children fall? They never do that because they know the answer. It doesn't fall. If anything, these poor children suddenly have a new problem. They've got dental fluorosis.
But, I think even more than that, Russell, the thing that really disturbs me is if you test American children, we are the only major country that fluoridates their water, other than I think Ireland does fluoridate the water, but the only country in the world that fluoridates the water routinely. And when you test our children at the end of the fourth grade with children from other countries and compare them, our children do poorly. If you test them at the end of the eighth grade, they do even more poorly. And you test them when they're graduating from high school, on average, we can't compete with any other children. And we're down below Lithuania and Latvia now. So a lot of people say it's poor education. I'm sure that's part of it. But I just wonder about the effect that water fluoridation has on their minds. You were pointing out that in China, there aren't any really smart children in this area.
Yeah, you look at the Chinese study. Here's a 21% increase in the number of retarded children and an elimination, virtually, of the very bright children. So it's a chemical dumbing down of the population. And, of course, you got to think of mercury and lead and aluminum, and all these other toxins that these children are being exposed to. And all of these studies in the neurotoxicology literature are showing clearly that when you combine these toxins, they're infinitely more toxic. So you take the average child, particularly the poor child, they have high lead levels because the lead levels are much higher in the water in fluoridated communities and non-fluoridated communities. That was done at Dartmouth. 240,000 people were examined. And they found if you fluoridated the water, it significantly raised the lead level in the water. So here you have all these children with lead toxicity. You've got all these children that are getting this high dose of fluoride and fluoroaluminum, and they're getting vaccines, so they're pumping them full of mercury. So you've got multiple toxins. Why should we be surprised that we have so many very dull children and adults who have difficulty learning and participating in an economy that depends on creativity?
Well, what if somebody had called in from Tulsa, Oklahoma, to say that a doctor there is prescribing fluoride tablets to mothers who are breastfeeding because they're not getting any fluoride out of the drinking water. So they're giving the tablets to the mother so that the breast milk will have the fluoride in it. What would you tell that doctor?
Well, I would tell him, you've got to wake up. You need to go look at the literature on the fact of fluoride in newborn babies and unborn babies. I mean, the literature is so clear. They just have no earthly idea what they're telling these mothers, and they are damaging the brains of literally millions of children with such crazy advice. And I can guarantee you, being a neurosurgeon and working with my colleagues in this area, they don't read the first thing about this. They just take the word of the ADA. Doctors are not reading the scientific literature. They're not reading these studies that are from the United States and the international studies. They're merely taking advice of the ADA or the American Academy of Pediatrics, you know, which a lot of them are working in cahoots with the U.S. Public Health Service, receiving grants from the U.S. Public Health Service, receiving grants from the CDC, so and the National Institutes of Health, so they're not going to buck the system about fluoride. So the American Academy of Pediatrics tells all of its pediatric doctor members, you know, you need to be promoting fluoride for a tooth health. Well, the doctor doesn't go look it up, and he doesn't realize he's being lied to. But that's the problem, is these medical associations are lying to their members. The members are busy practicing medicine, and so they don't take the time to go look it up. They trust these associations. And that's why these doctors end up giving this terrible advice.
And I agree with you totally, and having been a part of organized medicine for years, it took me a long time to realize that the leaders of organized medicine were betraying the physicians of our state and of our nation, who were then being utilized to betray their patients without knowing it at all. Well, certainly there must be some good websites where people could go to get information and verify what you're saying. Do you have any thoughts on mind where they could go to read more about this?
Well, one of the best is the Fluoride Action Network, FAN, F-A-N. I think it's www.fan.com, but just look under Fluoride Action Network on your Google search. And they have all the research. They reproduce the papers. They interview the biggest experts in the world in this field, neurotoxicologists, neurologists, neuroscientists, experts in cancer. Their website is huge, and it's all documented, all proven. And they're getting ready to have their second citizens conference on fluoride, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And they're going to have some of the most powerful, brilliant scientists in the world come to this and present their findings on fluoride toxicity, particularly as related to the brain. But I guarantee you most of the major media won't be there. The doctors aren't going to know what occurred in this meeting, and they don't look at this information. You know, if you look at the vaccine issue, Dan Burton, who was the chairman of the Committee on the Autism Investigation, he researched and found out that the people who are on the vaccine board, that is, who make the decision for national vaccine policy, a significant number of them were receiving grants from the vaccine manufacturing companies, worked directly for them, or receiving payment from them, or had investments in stocks and such in the vaccine manufacturers. Now, these are the people making policy. So, of course, they're lying to their members. They have a vested interest. But the doctor doesn't look and say, gee, is American Academy of Pediatrics Vaccine Board lying to me? How many of them are actually receiving a payment from the vaccine manufacturers? They don't do that investigation, but Congressman Dan Burton did. And he clearly showed that these people have a vested interest in promoting these vaccines and ignoring the overwhelming evidence of the serious harm to the brain of children.
You know, one of the hardest things I think for the average individual to realize or to accept is the fact that there really are people who would intentionally hurt children for a financial advantage and prescribe things and encourage doctors to prescribe things that were going to damage a child's brain forever.
Sure. I mean, you look at these national scandals with these huge corporations where they cheated all of their people out of their savings and thought nothing of it, didn't bat an eye at ruining people's lives, people who had worked 30, 40 years, saved all their money for retirement, and it's all wiped out because of these heads of these companies and they didn't lose a wink of sleep over it if they did that. These are the same kind of people that are on vaccine boards. They're looking at profits. They don't care about that child. They don't care if this family is trying to take care of an autistic child and their life is virtually ruined, their savings are drained. They could care less. All they're interested in is profit and whining and dining at big conventions. You know, we've seen this story over and over throughout history, and it's being repeated again, yet people are listening to these people. You know, they think, oh, gee, we need to have our child injected with this hepatitis B because my pediatrician said hepatitis is such a terrible disease. So what they don't tell them is, well, you know, there's absolutely no risk of a child developing hepatitis B unless their mother is a drug user or has AIDS or they have a blood transfusion from somebody who has hepatitis B. So virtually, the virtual risk is nil in that child until they reach teenage years or are in their 20s when they may go do some of these dangerous habits. But they have the parents convinced, oh, you need to vaccinate your child right now. Well, you look on their website of the CDC, why do they give the recommendations of giving hepatitis B vaccine to children at all? Because they can corral them when they're young. They can make sure they get it before they get in school. Otherwise, when they get teenagers, they lose them and they can't find them and force them to do it.
Dr. Blaylock, how can people get your newsletter? Do you have a telephone number they can call for the Blaylock newsletter?
Well, yeah, there's an 800 number, 1-800-485-4350, or they can go to www.blaylockreport.com.
Let me recommend that. I read that carefully when it comes every month.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest, as you know, is Dr. Russell Blaylock. And let me just mention once again, he has a great new DVD, which we are going to carry, and where Dr. Blaylock talks about nutrition and behavior and the relationship between your mind and how it functions and your emotional state and your nutrition. And it is a fascinating and very, very well done and very, very professionally done DVD. We recommend it. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The title, Nutrition and Behavior. Now, we have two 4-tape sets on water fluoridation, certainly you get one or both of them. And certainly Dr. Russell Blaylock's interviews are there. Oh, and then, of course, we have a book called The Fluoride Deception. If you haven't read it, you need to find out that in the original test cities where they actually compared Newburgh, New York to Kingston, New York, water fluoridation in Newburgh, not in Kingston, twice the incidence of heart disease in Newburgh, and yet you've never heard that, of course. It's all there in the book. And then the whole story of one of the greatest scams, lethal scams of all time. As I said, we have a DVD. It's called Water Toxicity. And you really want to get that because you'll actually see interviews with Dr. Phyllis Mullinex, Dr. Harvey Lombach, who's a professor up at the University of Toronto, who personally told me he'd been threatened if he ever went public and ever spoke against water fluoridation. Again, here's a professor, and he told me, I'm not ready to risk my family and my future on this issue, but you can go up on the Internet and see what I've said, and, of course, you can actually see the interview with him on this DVD. It's about, several hours. It's called Water Toxicity. Of course, we have my talk on the hidden agenda. The Fluoride Deceptions is subtitled. It's a hidden agenda on water fluoridation, and there's a great syllabus that goes with that. We suggest you get it because it'll give you all the scientific studies on this, and you need to take them to your doctor and say, Doctor, why are you recommending something that is destroying the minds of our children? And you'll see the studies out of China, how it cuts down on the IQ. That's the hidden agenda, the talk, and, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. So there are 2 4-tape sets. There's the Water Toxicity DVD, my video. It's called The Hidden Agenda, and the syllabus goes with that, the book, The Fluoride Deception. And then, of course, if you're in an area where they have fluoridated water and you want to know how to get it out, you can get it out with a Berkey light. You have to get special fillers, but you can cut down and you can get that water, that fluoride, out of your drinking water so you're not poisoning your family and your children. And if you're interested in knowing more about the Berkey light, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Many people in the public health service know what's going on, but they don't dare speak out or they'd lose their job. They've been threatened just like Dr. Harvey Lombach was, and you can actually hear him. He won't tell you in the DVD we have, that he's been threatened, but he told me on the phone, they're threatening people, ladies and gentlemen. They're threatening people because they cannot let the American people know that they're poisoning and destroying the minds of our children. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I hope many of you will want to get a copy of my interview today with Dr. Russell Blaylock, certainly a good friend and so well-informed and certainly one of the best-informed people in medicine in the entire country today because he does nothing but research. He doesn't have to be practicing, and of course, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today if I was practicing medicine. I would probably be afraid to speak out and tell you the truth because they would come after a private practicing physician who is telling the American people the truth about how they're poisoning our children with aspartame and NutraSweet products and MSG, how they're poisoning our children with vaccine. There's so much out there that people really don't understand. And if you've got to help us get the information out, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With me on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. President Bush and Britain's Tony Blair are calling for dispatch of an international peace force to South Lebanon. Mark Smith is at the White House.
As outlined by the two, the force would be authorized by a new UN resolution to be brokered by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in a fresh round of Mideast visits. But the president makes clear he still opposes a quick ceasefire if it leaves Hezbollah in place threatening Israel.
The temptation is to say it's too tough, let's just try to solve it quickly with something that won't last. Let's just get it off the TV screens. But that won't solve the problem.
Which says Hezbollah terrorism, backed by Syria and Iran, is aimed at strangling Mideast democracy. He says the stakes are larger than just Lebanon.
The UN's humanitarian chief is urging Israel and Hezbollah to consider a three-day truce. He says it's necessary so thousands of children, elderly, and disabled people can be brought to safety from parts of Lebanon where they're stranded. This is IRN.
Tara was just 17 when she was locked in a room and beaten nearly to death by her own father. Her crime? She was reading the Bible. Hi, this is Chuck Bates. As the days go by, we read more and more about Islam. Some say it's a peaceful religion, while others say Christians and Muslims serve the same God. But Christians living in Islamic nations know better. Many have been beaten or imprisoned, and some have even been killed for converting to Christianity. You may not hear about Christian persecution on your local news, but you can stay informed. You can know what's really happening to our brothers and sisters in countries like Pakistan, Iran, Indonesia, and even Iraq. Simply call the Voice of the Martyrs right now and request a free subscription to their award-winning monthly newsletter. Call 888-843-1056. That's 888-843-1056. You'll be inspired by the courageous faith of today's persecuted church. For your free subscription to the Voice of the Martyrs monthly newsletter, call 888-843-1056. That's 888-843-1056.
There are concerns about the explosive payload on some of Hezbollah's rockets. Melissa Gray is in Haifa.
Israeli police say some of the rockets Hezbollah fired at an Israeli town today carried 220 pounds of explosives. They are Fajr 5 rockets, one of the biggest in Hezbollah's arsenal. They also have one of the longest known ranges for a Hezbollah rocket, 45 miles, long enough to hit the northern outskirts of Tel Aviv. By comparison, the Katyusha rockets Hezbollah has been firing have a payload of just 100 pounds, and the range so far has been roughly 20 miles.
Hezbollah has reached more deeply into Israel than ever before, with a new kind of rocket that fell into some fields around Afu.